Tenebrous. You have entered Green's domain. Green slinks about in the fog, her tendrils unfurling gleefully as she notes your presence. She lounges amidst a morass of death and decay, drinking deeply of all reality has to offer. She inhabits a living eidolon of deletion, moving vine-like appendages of pure destructive energy about to engulf whatever she chooses. All things end, and she is their ending. Those things she moves her curling appendages across wither and die, vanishing from view into the clouds that surround her. You are advised not to let her touch you, but she is too fast. She curls a single line of force about you and pulls you close. With a curious smile, she looks you up and down, then plunges into your mind. You are assailed by a horde of broken images. The remnants of things that once were, or things that failed to come fully into existence. You see Green pulling at the threads of reality, cutting them when she deems necessary. You see her acting as judge, jury, and executioner for everything she comes in contact with. Until she sees Red create the Titan. For the first time, Green is given pause. The Titan has great potential for destruction. That is something she likes. But as the Titan is now, the destruction will have no rhyme or reason. That is an idea with which Green is distinctly uncomfortable. The Titan will be every bit as chaotic as its creator. Green is not a scion of order. That's Blue's province, one in which he has thoroughly trapped himself. But she understands that the beauty of annihilation lies not in the act itself, but in the careful choice of a target. The most mundane object in the world can become the most striking work of art ever conceived when the right elements are taken away from it. But she cannot touch the Titan yet. It holds too much of Red's desire and essence for her to affect it. Not without permission, at least, for Red controls the life cycle of all her dearest creations. But she cannot destroy them, not without Green's help. Then the Titan enters Blue's territory, and Green realizes she may yet have her chance. Blue begins to make changes to the Titan, and Green's tendrils are there to quietly remove all visible signs of Blue's true intentions, and make certain the only omens Red receives are ill ones. Red is offended to her core by the changes Blue spins into the Titan to curb its destructive tendencies. So, when Red, dripping with despair, reaches across to Green and asks for her to end the Titan's existence, Green is ready to comply. Best to get it over with quickly. It is unfortunate. The Titan had so much potential. But now that she has leave to do so, Green stretches out her tendrils and pours their destructive energies into the creature. It is more difficult than she had anticipated, for it now bears Blue's mark upon it as well as Red's. But Red's request gives Green enough of an opening to finish the job. She must pour most of herself into this single act of disintegration, but in the end, it is done. The Titan melts away. But then, the rumblings begin. The Titan held too much invested in it, Green realizes. Dispersing it brings about the most brief and beautiful of displays, flashing brightly through the fog. Then, one by one, without Green's prompting, every single thing in sight starts to vanish. In her shock, Green releases you. You drift back away from her reach as quickly as you can, for in her eagerness to act, Green has overlooked one very important detail. The Titan held the essence of all three of them, and those essences have now been snuffed out. Now all things will fall to entropy and oblivion. It will be a long, painful process. None will be safe. Unless... Green watches mournfully as you recede, her gaze a pleading one. She knows you can end this. In that instant, you know what to do, and decide it will be an act of mercy. You reach forward to the place where the energies of all visible reality converge, a fulcrum around which they flow. With a single gesture, you cause the flow to cease. Green breathes a final word of thanks before fading away. In the end, all is darkness. Tenebrous is written, performed, and produced by Jim Ryan, with music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Feel free to send feedback to jimryanmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.